Filmmaker and climber David Brashears is well aware of the dangers of Mount Everest. He's summited five times. He was there in 1996 when a blizzard killed eight climbers. His film about the Into Thin Air incident was the first IMAX film shot on the mountain. He was also there during last year's deadly avalanche. He used ropes to carry friends' bodies down. And he was part of the rescue again on Mount Everest after this weekend's earthquake triggered the avalanche at base camp. David was much higher, filming climate change effects for the group Glacier Works. He was coptered down to base camp where he's on his sat phone. David, you there?
I'm here, Robin.
Boy, as you well know, 18 died on the mountain, four Americans. Tremendous relief, I'm sure, for your many friends to hear your voice. But what are your feelings having survived this?
If someone would have said, you know, an avalanche would fall caused by an earthquake and kill people and literally obliterate camps. It looks like bombs went off here. I would have said it could never happen, but it did. It was just such terrible and sad news. There's a very deep sense here that this tragedy is far wider than what and broader than what happened here at base camp. And we think every moment about the people of Nepal, especially the people living in the hills, who have been affected by this earthquake.
Well, you are one of the seasoned climbers who's become very close to the Sherpas, the local people who help you and others do what you do. What's been their reaction to this? I mean, it was Sherpas who died last year when there was an avalanche higher up on the mountain. And now this and their families below are suffering.
We were at Camp 1, and I was there with a Sherpa I worked with for years, Anfula. And the first thing Anfula wanted to do was to get on the sat phone and check with his wife, who was in his village home in the Khumbu region. And he wanted to talk to his six-year-old and eight-year-old daughters who were in school in Kathmandu. And it was such a wonderful thing to hear him on the phone to his two daughters in school in Kathmandu.
Yeah. And just one last question, David. I don't want to use up too much of your sat phone, but, you know, we've spoken many times. I don't think I've ever heard you this subdued. I don't know if it's fatigue or shock or...
Well, it's just we were affected by this shaking of the earth and the snow rushed over us and we feared for our lives. And then it snowed and it really became quite a pristine and beautiful landscape at 19,800 feet. And when I got out of the helicopter at base camp to see just the devastation, people, you know, flung through the air, smashed against rocks. I'd never seen anything like that, and I'm thankful I wasn't here at base camp when that happened. And I'm thankful for all the people here, their magnificent effort saving lives, and also to take care of the deceased, to get the bodies home. It was really, it's something I've never seen. It's the devastation, but also just the wonderful, magnificent work here done by people at base camp in a dire emergency.
David Brashears, thank you and take care.
Thank you, Robin.
David Brashears on Mount Everest, here and now.